With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah has warned that all possibilities are open as clashes intensify on Israel's northern border. But Dr. Julie Norman, associate professor in politics and international relations at University College in London, says she doesn't think Hezbollah wants a wider conflict.
In real terms, Iran and Hezbollah know that if they get involved, Israel and perhaps the U.S. will push back extremely strongly against them as a group, as well as against Lebanon as a country. And many in Lebanon do not want that to happen. So in real terms, they are making those calculations.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his third trip to Israel since the war began and reiterated American support for Israel's campaign to crush Hamas after its brutal October 7th attack in southern Israel. He also echoed President Biden's calls for a brief halt in the fighting to address a worsening humanitarian crisis. The Supreme Court will hear an appeal from the National Rifle Association. Ed Donahue reports.
After the Parkland school shooting in Florida in 2018, then New York State Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Bulo spoke out against gun violence, sending guidance letters to businesses and a press statement calling on banks and insurance companies operating in New York to consider reputational risks arising from doing business with the NRA or other gun groups. The NRA claims Bulo violated its First Amendment rights. A federal appeals court in New York rejected the NRA's claims, saying Bulo acted in good faith and within the bounds of her job. The justices will hear arguments early next year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 222 points, the NASDAQ rose 184, the S&P 500 advanced 40. This is SRN News. The new Speaker of the House talks about faith.
Mike Johnson doesn't have a favorite Bible verse. He's got a favorite chapter. The Louisiana Republican tells the Daily Signal that he loves Psalm 37, adding, quote, "I would call that my life's passage, the whole psalm. It's so applicable to these times." Johnson, who has worked for the Southern Baptist Convention, says the mainstream media is still hostile to evangelical Christians. He was recently compared to the Taliban by the editors of the Daily Beast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another state with strong pro-life laws reports a sharp drop in abortion. According to Texas Health and Human Services, there were over 22,000 abortions in the state last year, a 59% reduction from 2021. Chemical abortions, the most common in Texas, declined by 51%. States where bans or severe restrictions in the procedure are in place have seen a dramatic fall in abortion rates. This is SRN News. Iran has sentenced a woman to death for adultery, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The report in state media says the woman's husband contacted police last year when he found her with another man at their home. The husband discovered from surveillance cameras that she was having relations with other men, according to the report. Iran is under international pressure for how often people are condemned to death. Just this week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Iran was executing people at what he called an alarming rate. He said more than 400 people were sentenced to death just in the first 7 months of the year, a 30% increase from the same time a year ago. I'm Rita Foley.
A strong earthquake has shaken northwestern Nepal, and officials say at least 54 people are dead and dozens more injured as rescuers search the mountainous villages for survivors. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.